Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dave Snitaker, who's Executive Vice President at Bob's Carpet and Flooring in the Tampa area of Florida. Dave, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to catch up with you. We'll talk about what's going on at Bob's. Before we get there, though, I ran into you last week at the Atlanta Regional Show at the Galleria in Atlanta. How was that show?
I thought the show was good. Tried to get a few things accomplished before surfaces.
All right. One thing I definitely want to mention is next week we've got a little milestone coming up, don't we?
Yep. I don't know whether to cheer or cry, but we're going to hit a number next week.
That's right. You and I were born on exactly the same day, so we hit a round number on Tuesday, and it's going to be a busy day. You and I both will probably be at surfaces, won't we?
Yes, we will.
Hopefully I can buy you a drink.
Well, if we can stay up that long.
Okay. A little bit more on your background. You were at Nebraska Furniture Mart for 25 years, and you've also been the president of the NFA, and now you've been down to Bob's for about a year and a half. You were telling me when I saw you in Atlanta last week that your top line was up 5%. I got to tell you, Dave, that you got to be pleased with that based on the people I'm talking to. I mean, you also talk to your friends at the NFA, and 5% in 2019 is beating the average, I would say, wouldn't you?
I think it was, and what we're most proud of is that we actually closed the store at the end of 18. Uh-huh. So not only are we up 5% in sales for 19, but against one less store.
And you're making plans. You're actually opening. You found a better location, so you went from 16 stores down to 15, and you're going back up to 16 this year sometime, right?
Yeah, we'll be open by the end of February in our new location, our 16th location, which is going to be in the Tampa market.
How did you go about finding this location? Did you engage with some kind of a scouting firm? Because it's all about demographics, isn't it?
It really is. The demographics fit our model probably a little bit better in this location than it did in the previous one, although we had been in that location for 20-some years. But really, my scouting department is Ashley. She grew up here, and she knows the town well, and so she was the scouting department.
All right. Many people know Ashley. Ashley is actually a family member, part of the Butler family. She's the one that identified this location.
She's the president of the company, and she is Bob's granddaughter.
When I asked you in Atlanta why you were up 5%, you told me there were basically two components to it, that you've been working on reducing the clutter and refining the mix. Tell us about that.
We just went into each of the stores and kind of looked at the store itself. There's no rhyme or reason to store size or layout. Every one of them is unique. And we just tried to take out some of the stuff that was old and had just been sitting around and wasn't performing and clean it up and open it up a little bit. And we've done that in almost all the stores now. Hopefully doing a little better mix once we did that.
You know, it's interesting you say that because the Carpet One meeting was last week. I know you're not a part of that. That was a big part of the discussion there. They're going to do the same thing in 19 as well. They're going to reduce the number of SKUs they carry, and they're going to focus on making sure that the consumer's not confused when they come in the store. So that's a good strategy.
I think that's important. Even if you cut your SKUs down 25%, you still got more than enough to overwhelm them. So make it simpler and easier for them to find what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. All right, another thing you did was you added, I think you had three care stand locations, but you've kind of been beefing that up and you've added a fourth location, right?
Well, in 2019, we actually have four locations now, and we will be opening a fifth shortly.
And why do you think that attributes to your growth?
That just gives us a better presence of options for the customer. The customer wants to see what's out there and available, and if we've got the name brands that they recognize, I think that just puts us in a better place.
So you were exposed at the Atlanta market to the additions of hard surface and Karastan. Do you think that will be additive to that program?
I do. I think it'll be selective locations for us, but I think we're starting off with three of them right away.
Mm-hmm. And when you start looking at the products you sell across the categories, is carpet your number one category?
It is. It's far and away our number one category. LVT is a growing part of our business, fast-growing part of our business, but carpet still represents the majority of sales.
Yeah. Now, you're also a Stainmaster Flooring Center, right?
Yes, we are. Not all of our locations, but most of them.
Uh-huh. Does that contribute to store traffic?
Well, it's certainly an advertising feature that we can utilize, and, you know, Stainmaster's got the best name in the business, so anytime we can feature that and be able to represent it well in the stores, I think we're ahead of the game.
When I talked to you last fall and you were talking about what the NFA was focused on, it was about RSA training. What are you doing for training down there that's making a difference?
Really excited about partnering with the WFCA. Mm-hmm. And I know that they've got a really fantastic training program that they've got modules on. Mm-hmm. We hope to, here in the next few months, be able to utilize that and put all of our RSAs through it.
When you start looking at what you're selling in the LVT rigid area, what's selling the best for you?
We're selling primarily SBC right now.
SBC?
12 mil SBC is, the dominant sales.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know you had a Christmas party, and I think last year you celebrated 50 years. Is that right?
That's right. 2019 was our 50th year in business.
Okay. So what's your outlook for 2020?
2020, I think it's going to be rough in the later half of the year when the elections are coming on. I think, it's going to dominate everything and probably slow things down a little bit. But I think business is going to be pretty robust the first half.
Okay, well, that's optimistic. That's good to hear. How do you bring traffic into your stores? Do you do advertising in the local area?
Yeah, we changed up the advertising this year quite a bit. We went with a digital media firm, so we've been utilizing that a lot more, and I think that's really helped. And we put Ashley out as the face of the company last year, and are going to continue that to where she's doing our commercials, and I think it's really made a difference.
All right, is that local television?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay, interesting. All right, Dave. Well, thanks for the update. It's great to talk to you. I saw you were at the beach with Becky this weekend. I guess you're loving being on the west coast of Florida, aren't you?
It's a lot warmer than 1 degree. yeah, it's beautiful here. The weather is unbelievable.
Great to talk to you again. We're talking to Dave Snedeker, the Executive Vice President with Bob's Carpet and Flooring, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.